the angel, Raphael, was sitting in the grove of silence, meditating. And all the angels knew the rule about the grove of silence. If anyone was sitting there meditating, they were absolutely not to be disturbed. And so Raphael was sort of surprised one day when he heard someone shouting his name and looked up to see his friend Lemuel approaching. And Lemuel said, come on, let's go. I've been assigned to take you somewhere today. And Raphael said, can't you see? I'm meditating. Yes, said Lemuel, I've seen that. You've been meditating for 2,000 years, but today I've been commanded to take you somewhere. Well, where are we going to go? Said Raphael. We're going to Earth, said Lemuel. No, not Earth. I can't go there again, said Raphael. I've been sitting here all this time, ever since that night we first sang God's praises on Earth at the birth of that child, Jesus. I've been sitting here thinking, what did I do wrong? And I've wondered and wondered, was it the way I sang? Was it the words we used? Was it the melodies of our songs? And finally, I think today, maybe it was nothing that I did wrong or we did wrong. Maybe actually it was humanity. Maybe people don't really want to understand. And Lemuel said, it is true that the one we sang for went unrecognized by many. And it's also true that he was rejected by those in power at that time. But there are some things that you need to see on earth, and I have been commanded to take you, so come with me. So the two angels made their journey to earth, and Lemuel began to take Raphael on a tour of some buildings. And the buildings were each a little bit different. Some were great stone buildings with magnificent stained glass windows, and some were made out of wood or shingles. They had steep roofs and bell towers. And some were very simple, thatch roofs, maybe not even any walls. But every single one of those buildings had a cross in it, and every single one had a Bible. And over the doors of one of those buildings, Raphael saw words that said, thine be the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Do you mean, he said, turning to Lemuel, that there are still people on earth who love God and serve Christ Jesus like we do? Oh, yes, absolutely, said Lemuel. There are more than a few. And now Raphael began to see some of those people. Some of them were working in hospitals and medical clinics. Some were teaching children to read. Some were bringing food and blankets to people who'd lost their homes due to earthquake or giant waves or famine or some sort of economic crisis. Some people were studying the scripture. Some were studying the natural world to figure out how it worked and how to keep it healthy and in balance. Some were visiting prisoners, and some were building houses for those who needed shelter. Some were organizing businesses or governments in order to work for common good. And some were encouraging their friends and caring for their family. Some were praying, and some were even singing, just like the angels, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to all people. Raphael actually got tears in his eyes. He was so grateful to see that he had not failed after all. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. You'll be going on your way to Sunday school in just a minute. Christian, do you want to come and join our little group here? Dear God, help us always to sing with your angels out of our gratitude for your love and your mercy in our lives. We pray that we might live lives inspired by Jesus and his presence here among us, as he is our brother and shares our world. In his name we pray. Amen.